We have one original cipher here if somebody wants to look in. And I actually have, okay. And we also have, we're going to be looking at the Rama Mavaida as well in Clay and Mikta, so I have three, well, I have two copies of that available. So, could be available to go around here. We can look again at the Parsha and Parsha's Korach, so let's look at the Chumashim. I don't want to get bogged down because Chumash is impossible to learn. So, but the fact is that we have, this is the source, the end of Parshas Korach, chapter 18, so to speak, which deals with Levian on different levels. So let's just go through a couple of things here. Chicken better give me a go. So, alright, Korach happens and all kinds of things happen. Okay.
Which pasuk?
We start from the address at the beginning. Pasuk Aleph. So the Yomer Hashem al Aharon, Atah uvanecha uvesavicha itach, tisuas avon hamikdash. So you and your children and the household of your father with you shall carry the avon hamikdash, whatever that is. You're going to be responsible for something. Now, beis avicha is interesting. He's talking to Aaron. So now who's Aaron's father?
Amram.
That's right. The beis avicha broadens it to more than the descendants of Aaron. So now already in this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gotten Levi involved, right? Because now we have Amram, we have all those people who were involved in the Korach problem.
But isn't Beit Av usually also, I mean, Beit Avicha literally means the house of your father, but also Beit Av also means your household.
Right.
So not necessarily would it go with Levi'im.
Yes, so what would it mean? So what could it mean if it doesn't mean, you're talking to Aaron, Atah uvanecha, so what's Beit Avicha? Who would that mean?
Meaning maybe not only your children, but also all of your household, the children of your children for generations to come.
It's not a vanecha? Beis avicha to go backwards? To
if he would have said, uvnei vanecha.
Right, so first of all, I have Rashi with me, but that doesn't prove it. I mean if Rashi could be saying, Haim, Rashi is a Haim b'nei kahas avi amra. Right? So this is
Rashi knows a little bit better than me.
I'm just saying, but it's okay, fine. Anyway, whatever. The point is, it's already here. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, he's not saying just a kohen. So, v'atov anecha itach kisos avon kunasim. And you, see, and you and your children, you're going to carry the oven of the kohuna, which means there's two things to carry here. There's avon hamikdash, and there's avon kunasim, right? There's two separate things here. Whatever it is, there's kohuna jobs, or kahuna restrictions, and there's mikdash restrictions. So you got both of them, but the mikdash restrictions are going to go to Beis Avicha also, not just you and your children, but Beis Avicha, which is going to be other Levi. But Gamazavah Achacha Matei Levi Shevet Avicha HaKadita, and you should also bring close to you this tribe of Levi, the Yolavu Alecha V'Shasufa, and they should be Malabna to you. They should be, I don't know, escort with you, attached to you. It's hard to know what that word means. If you look back in Parshas Vayetze, and as a matter of fact, the shtickle that I showed you to look in the email in Emes Yaakov, he references that. Yolavu means tofe. Right? Oh, look at the Yitagum. The Yitos for Nolach. Right? It's not just added onto you, but like attached to you, whatever. Okay. So they should be attached to you or associated with you or connected to you, and they'll serve you. Right? It's very interesting. They're going to serve you, which means they're going to do something that you need to do, they're going to do. Right? What that is, I don't know. But they're doing something besides serving in the mikdash. They're serving you, maybe. So something you're doing, they're helping you with. And they're connected to you, right? Whatever that is. And you and your children look together and before the Almighty. Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with Haedos here and the labor for it, but I don't know what to do with all these diyukim. But we should just leave know that. The Shomer Mishmarta, they should protect your protection, the Mishmar's Kola Oel, right? They're protecting something, they're doing some kind of Shmira, I don't know what that is. Ach, El Klei HaKodesh, the Alam is Bechle Yikrohu, but they should not approach the Klei HaKodesh, Vilei Musa, because there's a few Misa, Gamhen Gamatem. Gamhen Gamatem, now you got this problem. What's this Gamhen Gamatem? So we'll see. But at the end of the day, what it means is you can't mix jobs. They can't get into your job. You can't get into their job. When they should be associated with you, connected to you. V'shamuras nishpares al-moed. Okay. V'zar lo'yikra v'lechem. Dr. Rabbi already pointed out that we're not going to try to understand the Chumash. Okay.
I'm not going to fix up last week at all. No, just because we've had several conversations.
And Dr. Yosef is 100% right that there's like tremendous semantic lean out of here. It's just we're not going to get it tonight, and we don't want to because we don't need it for what we're working on. But we have to be reminded there's a lot of things here that don't lend themselves to easy understanding. You shall guard the Mishmaras HaKodesh, Ves Mishmaras HaMizbeach, Lo Yehi Kesel B'nei Yisrael. Sounds like somebody's going to get killed if they don't get protected, right? That's what it sounds like. Okay, fine. And I am behold, I'm going to have a club, and he never copy of Satecham of the Vimit of Israel, of Chema Tenevis in Lashem, my brothers of Israel, they're given to you as a gift, right? Okay, but you and your children with you shall observe your kahuna regarding the Mizbeach and Beis HaParoches. It's Avodas Matana, we said, Rashi says over here, Avoda that will give you Matana, whatever it is. Okay, then we have the Din of Truma. We're going to skip this next paragraph because, you can look at it, but it's all about the Trumas and about who has access to Truma and who doesn't. Then, at the end of that paragraph, you have Pesach Chaf Aleph, Pesach 21. And then, that's the Levium Get Meister, okay? And then, in 25, we also get a more Dinim of Meister. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because there's one Pesach here that says, Pesach Chaf Gemel. In the middle of Hashem saying, I have given to Levi, all the Meister of Yisrael as an inheritance, and as exchange for their service, which they're serving in the service of Al-Moed, they should not, and Bnei Yisrael should not approach Al-Moed to carry sin and die by violating the prohibitions against the Yisrael in certain places. Chaf Gimel v'avad ha-Levi hu. The Levi, he shall serve as Avadas Al-Moed, the service of Al-Moed, the Hei Yisrael v'anam. So that pasuk becomes a very important source to one of the mitzvah that we're going to look at tonight. So I'm pointing that out, and just note that it comes in the context of I'm giving the Meister in exchange for their service. Just note that. Okay. All right, with that, just to review that, I just wanted to get you back into the parsha. Now we can go into the Rambam first. We'll go into the Sefer Mitzvahs. We're going to look at Mitzvah 23, positive Mitzvah 23 in the Rambam. And that is the Mitzvah, if I say it, then I'll ruin it. Whatever I say will be wrong because it's not what the Rambam says. Let me say what the Rambam says. Okay, so mitzvah is. Everybody have it in the copy there on the handout. Alright, so just again, just to not even get to interpret this, I'm just going to point out a fact. The mitzvah 22, which was Shmira, said Shesivanu Lishmar Hamikdash. Right? Okay. And mitzvah number 24, which is going to, which is has to do with washing hands of the Kohen, Shemitztabu HaKohen, right? The mitzvah is that the Kohen will give. Mitzvah 25, Shemitztabu HaKohen, Mahavek HaNeiros. Kohen are given the mitzvah to life. 26, Shemitztabu HaKohen, Mubarakis as well, right? Which mitzvah 23, is Shemitztabu HaLevim, right? So this mitzvah is given to the Levim, that's number one. He, Shemitztabu HaLevim, Levad. Hard to know what he means by Levad. I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. But the Levim alone are commanded La'avod v'amikdash v'avod esiduos to serve in the Mikdash in the known jobs. Kamo, like Ne'ilas HaShe'arim, closing the gates, V'lomar HaShirim HaKarban, and saying the Shir together with the Karban. Meaning we know that there's a Shir that's offered together with the Karban, and they're the ones who are going to do that. Kamo means like, not Shehem, not Avodas Yiduah Shehem, which are, definitively, Me'ilas HaShe'arim and Shir. It's not, Rambam is not telling you the jobs, he's telling you some of the jobs. He's very openly saying, I'm not telling you all the jobs, I'm telling you some of the jobs, like Me'ilas HaShe'arim. So which immediately the reader says, well, I can't wait to read the book, where he gets into the details. I'd like to know what else they do besides closing the gates and singing on the thing, because he says like that. Okay, what else do they do, right? So when I'm not going to ask him now, because I'm reading Sefer HaMitzvot. In Sefer HaMitzvot, he's just giving me the definition of the mitzvah. He's not giving me all the halachas. So when I get to the halacha book, I'd like to see the Rambam tell me everything that the Levim do. So we'll see that. Ruhu Amar Yisrael, says the Rambam, continuing, that this mitzvah that I just told you is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu means. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'avad HaLevi Hu, that the lady shall do the avoda. That's the pasuk we just showed you in the context of the mitzvah of Maaser. The lashon sifri and the language of the sifri on that pasuk.
Yeah. Do you think the levad is coming from the extra word who?
Who?
Because the pasuk didn't really need to say who.
Right. As a matter of fact, the sifri is medayik in that. I think that's really what the sifri is medayik in. The Malbim understands. I'm getting ahead of what we're about to read. The Malbim understands that the limud that the Rambam is now about to quote from the Sifri comes from the ribui, from the extra word who.
Okay,
let's look at it. The Lashon Sifri, Shameya Ani, I could think from reading the Psukim, in Ratza Yava, the Ratza Lo Yava, that if a lady wants to perform the Avodah that's assigned to him, he could, and if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. It's meaning it's for sure that a lady is given access that others don't have access to. That's what the pasuk is. I might think that the pasuk is saying that a lady may approach in places that a Yisrael may not. And so it's optional, it's reshus, it's not chova. Comes the pasuk and says, v'avad halevi. And maybe I'm remembering the Malbim wrong. Maybe it's the ribui of the whole pasuk itself, because it's not necessary, because it already said it before. Particularly since v'avad halevi here comes in a paragraph that has nothing to do with avoda. Has to do with myself in exchange for the avoda. So for the pasuk to reiterate v'avad halevi, it's like the second pasuk. Now we're moving from you may to you must. But the point of the Rambam is that the Sifri learns al karcho kilvamar, meaning shehu chova v'tzivui mutal ala v'hefa. It's an obligation, a commandment incumbent upon him against his will. It's not an optional thing. The lady must do this. He doesn't have a choice. Okay. So the Rambam demonstrated from the Sifri that there is a mitzvah on the lady, not that he's allowed, but there's a mitzvah. V'zeh kolomar avodas halevim. V'zeh, and this, what does this mean? Kolomar avodas halevim, the service of the levim, kvar yisparu lamahi, it's explained what it is, the mekalos, the talmid, and the nidos, and the sefer talmid, and the nidos, and the mishnayos. That's, for example, what he's referring to, one of the mishnayos that we saw last week, very briefly, in which it lists the three places that the Kohanim were assigned and the 24 places that the Levim were assigned in terms of Mitzvah Shmira. But there are other things there as well. The Hisbara Gam came with Perik Shenim Me'afim, or Alefim, however you want to pronounce it.
How can it be Mitzvah Shmira if this is only for the Levim and Shmira was not only for the Levim?
Right, very good. That's going to be a very important question. And just in case you think I made that up, the Rambam in the Yad says that in the Avodah of the Levim, they did Shmira.
Right.
So the question is, how could that be this mitzvah when that the mitzvah of watching in Mitzvah Chafez is not specifically to the Levim? Right. Very good. Okay. That's a good question. Okay. V'yisbar gamken perek shenim arachin, and also in the second chapter of Arachin, shehashir lo ye'omer osa zuos Levim. No one can say Shira on the Karbanos other than a Levi. So if you want to do what the Torah says and do Shira on the Karbanos, then it's got to be a lady. Anybody else does it, you didn't say Shira, right? So what does the Rambam gain by saying that? That there's something specifically assigned to a lady. This is different than saying, Shenitzkavu HaLevim Levat. To say that the Levim alone are commanded is different than to say that if anybody other than a lady does Shira, then the Shira isn't good. That's a din in Shira, really, right? Shahashir, like Yomar says, Levim. Shira must be done by a lady, right? But to say that the Levim alone are given a mitzvah doesn't tell you that if somebody else does some function that the Levim are given a mitzvah for, that function doesn't count. Let's say that there's a job that a lady is given a mitzvah to do. Let's say somebody else goes and does that job. Does it become puzzled? To say that the Levim alone are given a mitzvah doesn't mean to say that anybody else who does that function invalidated or didn't fulfill that function. It just means they didn't do a mitzvah. they did something. Like, for example, we have a concept of shechita cher bazar, that there are certain things that have to be done by a kohen for a korban. Shechita is not one of those things. A bazar does the shechita of a korban, not the other dela of the four others, but shechita. So then it's still kosher, right? Did the czar fulfill a mitzvah when he did that? No, he just did something that he's allowed to do, right? He didn't invalidate the thing. Is there a mitzvah for a kohen to do the dalat avodas? Yeah. So the point is to say at the beginning that the levim alone are commanded is not to say that whatever they're commanded to do can't be done by somebody else. It's just to say that they're the only ones who have the mitzvah to do it. But you haven't established that it can't be done by somebody else. But now when the Rambam's saying Shahashir lo yomar o sozulos ha-levim, that anybody other than a lady can't say it, we now know that the only, not we now know, at this point, regarding Shira, we know the only way it can be done is through a lady. So the Rambam is establishing, not only have I established that the lady has a mitzvah based on the Sifri, that there is an obligation of a lady to do avoda, but I've also established that there's an avoda that's invalid without a lady. So now I really have supported my assertion that there is such a thing as a mitzvah on lady. Because here you have a function that can't be done other than a lady. But the Rambam from this Perek Sheni and Arachim, that shir can only be done by a lady, hasn't proven his larger assertion that Levim are given a mitzvah la'avod b'mikdash, right? He's just showing you that there is an avoda that must be done by a lady. There's no kasha here. I'm just being real clear. How is he advancing his argument?
What's that? That's a lot of avodah saying. What's that? Does the avodah do the way he's supposed to do it? And the male or anyone else who doesn't do it? This is the way they're on the right. Almost kind of like loaded one, so one way of understanding it is that it's also the avodah suwa. Another would be almost
the lesser person. Yeah. Well, so the reason
there are few of this, aren't there? For some of these
shira, not shira. See, here's the thing. The reason that I think the Rambam is structuring it this way. But the Rambam is saying it this way because Shira is very interesting din. The Gemara, this is a machlokas actually in the Gemara, but we paskin that if a karban is offered without Shira, it's not makid. Right? Therefore, you could do the Shira wrong and you didn't do Shira, but you still have a karban. So therefore, pasled what? So pasled the Shira, but you still, so the halacha is that a karban without Shira is still kasher. So therefore, the Rambam is saying, if you're going to do Shira the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it with a lady. If you don't do it with a lady, you didn't do Shira. But it doesn't puzzle anything. So what is Shira? There's no such thing as Shira. Right, you can't have puzzle in something that you can do without. It's just not Shira. Right? You didn't do Shira. And say, puzzle means you have to do it again. Right? So you say, Shashira Layama says, that's the only way you can do Shira. We're going to see in the Rambam that there's parts of Shira which are not the pet. The musical instruments are actually done by Levian and Israeli. Mi'chasim. Israeli Mi'chasim, where I did that also. But that's not Shira. Shira is the mouth. Okay. So the Rambam here, I'm just saying that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot for sure, not that anywhere else, I mean to imply anything else, but in Sefer Mitzvot, when the Rambam is trying to prove something, he doesn't stop bring unnecessary riots. So if he just established that there's a mitzvah on Levi, what is he advancing by quoting the Gemara that says that the Shira can only be done by a lady? So I'm just pointing out that he's saying, so you see that there's actually a function in the Beis HaMikdash that requires a lady. So therefore, don't tell me that in Ratzah Yavo, that it's not a chiyuv. We see even more than before that not only is there a mitzvah on Levian to do something that they, it's something, but there's a thing in the Beis HaMikdash that requires a lady. V'kvar nichbol ha-tzivui b'mitzvah hazas b'milas acheras. This mitzvah has been repeated, in other words, where the Torah says, V'hu amra, that's what the Torah says in and the Dvarim, V'sheres b'shem Hashem elakav, k'chol echav ha-levim, that he will serve in the name of Hashem, k'chol echav ha-levim, like all his brethren, who will also serve. Okay, so that's the same thing. That's just, and it doesn't bother the Rambam that it's repeated, for sure, because it's in Mishneh Torah, right? There are a lot of things like that. So it's repeated there. Rambam b'shem me'arachim, ezer v'sheres shehu b'shem Hashem, what is Sheiris? What is the word, the Sheiris, Rishon? What does it mean? The Gemara establishes, Riyom is the Shira. So therefore, when it says, V'Sheiris Hashem Hashem, it means he should do Shira V'Shem Hashem, G'chalachal Olivim. So therefore, we know that Shira has to be done by a lady. Alright, this is the Rama. So what does he say? Shnei Stavah Levim Levad. Levim alone are commanded to do service in the Mikdash, va'avodas yiduas, in known avodas, in specific avodas, like Ne'il Sha'an and Shir. Okay.
The Girsa that I have is a Bilvad.
Bilvad.
Which may be strengthen what you were saying.
Yeah. Interesting. Bilvad.
Bilvad. Which are Tzivush and Tavu Levim Bilvad. Right.
Yeah. Well,
Rak Levim Tavu.
Right.
Aval ze lo omer shehem lo yicholim.
Right. Right. Okay. And again, we're dealing with the translation, right. So it's hard to know what the Arabic is saying. Okay. Let's go to the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. So first, let's notice something. We're looking at Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, which is, we're going to look at the third chapter. If anybody wants, I have three avodas here. If you don't want the printout, if you just want an original copy so you can see it in context of other things, and anybody wants it. Nobody wants to take it instead of somebody else. So how about if you take it, Josh? You're a Kohen, so you deserve the Rambam and avodah itself. Any Levine here? Eli, are you a Levine? No other Levine here? Alright, what do you got? Alright. Okay, look, I feel like a lady. Okay, you're going to run and have a smooth of the other. You're like a lady. Okay, alright, so let's look at the Rambam. So the thing is that we should notice something. Klei HaMikdash. Oh, no, Tom. Yeah, did you see? Yeah, here it is. Klei HaMikdash, is the second section in Avoda. The first section in Avoda is Beis HaTefillah. That was the section from which we learned last week when we learned the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, right? The mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, right? So there, that was in the laws of Beis HaTefillah, and we pointed out that from the context itself, in addition to other things, from the context itself, we see that Shmiras HaMikdash is a din in how to maintain, care for, erect, maintain and honor the mikdash itself, right? It's not a service. It's how to maintain the base of mikdash. Okay. Then klei mikdash is the functioning of the vessels of the mikdash, right? So, for example, the Rambam starts klei mikdash with, of all things. I mean, if you think about it, I'm cheating. I already saw. What would you, if you were setting down function of the mikdash, what would be the first thing you'd talk about? And I know whatever you guess would be wrong, so just guess anyway. Okay. Okay. Is that, huh? Okay, yeah, but how'd they get holy? No, that's preparing the coin. How did they get holy? Shemen HaMishcha. Right, the Shemen HaMishcha. So Rambam logically starts with how to make the Shemen HaMishcha, right? This is the same. Like, so that's Klei HaMikdash. Okay, I'm just giving you a sense of it so you get a sense of it. Then the second parak, the Ktoros, right? How to make the Ktoros. The mitzvah to make the Ktoros. How to make it. Okay. Now he's getting into working. So the first thing he does is he talks about the Levium, right? Then in Parak, that's the third Parak. The fourth Parak, okay, now you got talking about working in the Mikdash, you got to talk about the Kohanim. So the fourth Parak is that Kohanim who do Mechala Levium. First the Levium are separated from Klai Yisrael, and then the Kohanim is separated from the Levium. Then the fifth Parak is the Kohen Gadol, right? Okay. Then he gets into how to function, the karbanos, where the person stands with the karbanos, people who are responsible for different things. He talks about bidei kahuna. These are all the vessels, and he's going to get into the other kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and you know, how to do the begadim, how to make them, how to wear them. Okay, fine. So in there, in Klei HaMikdash is where he establishes the uniqueness of Levi and their function. So halacha aleph. I think we have topics right. Okay, let's go. Zera Levi Kulo. Let's just get the flow here because there's something a little odd here. Zera Levi Kulo Muvdal La'avodas HaMikdash. The seed of Levi, the offspring of Levi, are entirely the whole tribe, that means everybody who comes from Levi, is separated for the service of the Mikdash. Shenemar, as it says, Ba'esahi Hidjilah Shemeshrei Levi. This is a quote from Devarim. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Shevet Levi. Now, did the Rambam tell me a mitzvah? Did the Rambam tell me a mitzvah here?
No.
No, he's not telling you to separate Levi. He's not telling you that you should sanctify Levi and treat them with respect. He's telling you a fact. It is a fact that Levi is separated from Levi and Mikdash. Right? There are things that are true that aren't a mitzvah to do or to support. They're just true. Right? So the Rambam is asserting a fact. Right? Don't do anything. I'm just telling you something. Right? Zera Levi Kula Muta Lavinas Mikdash. Now, I told you that, I want to tell you something. Mitzvahs Asay Lihiyos HaLevim Pnuyim Muchayim Lavinas Mikdash. There's a positive commandment for the Levim to be Pnuyim. The only translation I could come up with is open, available, umuchanim, and prepared, La'avodas HaMikdash, for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. They latsu, they latsu, whether they want to or not, meaning it's not up to them if they feel like volunteering, because they're very moved, but that is what's supposed to be. They are supposed to be, so first of all, we're dealing with them. It's not that we should make them Pnuyim, it's that the Levim. I mean, it's to say, Leos HaLevim, Pnuyim Muchanim, whether they want to or not, they have to be available. Okay, so a lady cannot do something that would make him not available, right? Right. Let's say a job comes up and he says, I'm sorry, I'm a doctor. Sorry, that is a bit of a say. The Chinuch says that if a lady is over, and anybody who does something else at a time when he has a job to do, he's mevatel this mitzvah, right? So that's, the point is, the mitzvah is to be available and prepared to do that better than the kish. Fine.
Is that not strange to you? When you read the pasuk that he's bringing a raya, the avod halevi.
Yeah.
So I'd never seen this round, though. It would be pushed to me that the mitzvah is for a lady
to do
whatever the avoda is, not
go
to be available.
The avoda. Right, the Leo's right.
Why is the mitzvah to be available to be over it?
Very good. Very good. Okay, good question. We have to, that's good. I mean, you have to note that. Look at the fourth parak. You can't see the fourth parak. So the fourth parak, he sets up that the kohanim are separated from the levim, and then he says, "In mitzvah asay lahavdil hakohanim ulekadsham lahinam lekarban." It's a totally different phraseology. The fourth parak of Halacha Aleph. So there he says, "It's a mitzvah to separate the kohanim, sanctify them, prepare them for the karban, because the kiddush tov." So he's talking about a mitzvah on us to relate to the kohanim differently. That's not what he's saying for the levim, right? So the contrast helps us appreciate what the Rambam is saying, which is even a little bit more pointedly the question you're pointing out, which is a weird structure of the Yosef. Now let's contrast that with the Sefer HaMitzvot. Did he say that in the Sefer HaMitzvot? In the Sefer HaMitzvot he says, "Shenistavu Levim la'avod b'mikdash." But as it is, right? It sounds very simple. Do the job. You got a job, do it, right? Here it's be available, right? Let's go on. Uvan Levi. Shekibel, Olav, Kol, Mitzvahs, Levia, Chus, Mitavar, Echad, in the Kavanah, Sarah, Shekabu's Kohen. A Ben Levi who says, I'll do all the jobs that a Levi is supposed to do, but I don't do windows, right? Whatever it is. I don't do whatever it is. In the Kavanah, Sarah. So first of all, that's a Madna Halacha. It seems to me it's a Madna Halacha. Suppose you say, a Jew who says, I'm going to do everything in Tefillin except for the fourth Parsha, right? So, I mean, the guy's an idiot, right? And I don't know, you want to call him an Abayan, you want to call him a Mumun Hafiz, or another. All of a sudden, when we come to a lady, we have the Rambam has to tell us, a dead lady who says, I'll do all the jobs except for one. Then you don't accept them. What do you have to tell me that for? I mean, deal with...
What's from the Kabel?
Well, okay, fine, okay. Give me, very good.
Who's being the Kabel?
You mean, you're saying that the Kabel, all the mitzvahs, is beautiful. But if you're Makabal, all the mitzvahs except for one, that's a problem. You're saying Kabbalah Shmala. He doesn't Makabal anything.
Yes.
He just goes around and does his job.
In Israel, we were Makabal, Kafalim, Walker, Gagit.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was talking halachically. He's Makabal, everything except for one is a problem, which means he should be Makabal all of it. Of course. I'm like Kabbalah. What are you doing? Okay. Fine. You could squirm out of your thing by saying that you're right. Kabbalah is totally irrelevant. Or like he's saying, everybody in the world is a Kabbalah. But when the lady says, I'll do everything except for one, so then the word Kabbalah fits that idiot who's coming up with this concept of, I'll buy into everything except for one. But what's going on over here? These Makabal, all of them except for one, right? So first of all, I want to say one thing here. This is a direct result of the structuring of the Rambams, of the way the Rambam structures the mitzvah. Pnuyim u'muchanim, available and ready to do the avoda, the moment a guy says, I'm not doing that, he's no longer available. He's now something else. He's interested in doing certain avodas, but by definition, available is when the job that comes up that needs to be done is done, I'm going to do it. That's what the mitzvah is. So the moment he says, I'm not doing that, he's not, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The
whole
thing.
Right, exactly.
The whole mitzvah is to be mukhan for everything.
Exactly. He's no longer a lady who is panui or mukhan at all. He's just a lady who feels good about certain parts of the job. But he's not panui or mukhan. La'avad is hamikdash. By the way, does the Rambam say that the mitzvah, the levim should be panui or mukhanim, lashir ala karba? No. Does he say that it should be panui or mukhanim, lin ol hasha'arim? No. He's la'avad is hamikdash. Right? Okay.
But what is interesting is that according to what we said in Sefer HaMitzvot, anybody can do this avodot. It's only Shira that Levim alone have to do. All the other mitzvot also
don't seem to be established only for Levim.
Right. Exactly. So could be that a Levi that says, I accept everything except one thing, then he's not allowed. Lafuke in Israel, it is Rawi, he can come and do only one part of the mitzvah. He can come and do only Shmirah. He can come and do only Leshorer Imakli, or what other things. Because he's not Metshuveh, and therefore he does whatever he feels like doing.
Very good.
Mashen can, Levi, he's a Metshuveh, he has to accept everything. If he does not accept everything, then he's not allowed to do anything.
Anything. Right. Okay. Very good. Beautiful.
Doesn't discuss though that what they're forced that bar karma. So then why? What's the concept of that? If we're saying you can get out of it.
Well, so let's ask better. What do you have to tell me a halacha by Levi that is bar karma? Every mitzvah in the Torah is kofenu so asher peitei nafsho. You take a Jew and you beat him until he's about to die, maybe till he dies if he refuses to do a mitzvah. That's the halacha. You don't need to tell me this. So what's the Rambam telling you over here? Bein Ratzu, Bein La Ratzu. So all of a sudden he's a Chiddush by Levium that you force him. So that's what I'm saying. The Rambam is not telling you a Din of Kfiyah. The Rambam is telling you a Din of Chova. The Rambam is telling you don't think that this thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Levium is Rishus. That they have a permission to come forward to do things that a Zohar can't do. No. They must. That's what he means by Ratzu, La Ratzu. He doesn't mean that they're forced. He just means that this is a Chova. And that's what he was saying to Sefer Mitzvahs when he brings it to free. You see from there, it's a chavon. That's what he's establishing here. All right, now look at the next one. Look at Alecha Beis. Avodah Shalahan, their work was, their job was, I'm going to now tell you what they did, right? Sheyi Yushamim Es HaMikdash. They should guide the Mikdash. What? You just told me I just finished Beis HaBechira, you told me in the 8th chapter of Beis HaBechira, you didn't even mention the Levium at all over there. You did when they did it. But you say, Shmiras HaMikdash, Mitzvah HaSeh. Watching the Mikdash is a mitzvah. So you don't mention anything. And you say, it's not for fear of even the listing. It's only covered. And you may go and you say the Shmiras all night long. And then you say the Shomrim are Kohanim and Levium. Right? You said that over there. Now, this is what you're asking over there. So now over here, he starts off, they're separated, and they have certain, and only them, and they're supposed to be separated for Avodah. And Avodah Shalhem is Shiyu Shamas HaMikdash. And Kohenim didn't do this, right? We're talking about a mitzvah of Leviyah. Now all of a sudden you're telling me about something that was done by others. And we established last week, we saw in the Achronim, that it's so not specifically Kohenim or Leviyah, that even a Baal Mum, right? The Mechas Chinuch even said that a Chatzi, that a Androgynous could do it. Because it's not a cotton. According to the Rambam, a cotton could do it. Or even a Pirche Kuna, you couldn't have a minor doing a voda. But this is an avoda because it's a din that Klal Yisrael has to have Shomrim on the Mikdash, and they did it. But it's not a din that a Kohen must, or it's not a voda, it's not a din that a lady must. All of a sudden now the Rambam is saying, Avoda Shabbat Shiyu Shomrim on the Mikdash, that was their avoda. What's going on over here? So let's leave that alone for a minute. I just want to. Yeah, so the avodah was number one. Shehi Yushamim Es HaMikdash. They should do the shmirah on the mikdash. The yihyu mehen shorim, and listen to the language. The yihyu mehen. Some of them should be shorim, should be gate. I guess shorim is gatekeepers. Liftoach sharei hamikdash, to open the gates of the mikdash. Ula hagif to la'sosav, and to what the hagif to close its doors. To hear this? They're opening gates and closing doors. They're not opening gates and closing gates. It's not, right, liftoach v'lahagif sharei hamikdash. I don't even know if the word would fit on the sharei. Liftoach sharei. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam said to do jobs in the Mikdash, but mitzvot b'avodas yiduos k'mo ne'ilas ha'sha'arim, like closing. Right? Here, all of a sudden, he says their job was liftach sha'arei ha'mikdash. Right? To open. And then, when he wants to close, he gets you to a door. U'lahagif lo'soso. And to close its doors. So that was their job. And some of them, v'yiyu mehem, some of them would be sha'arim. V'yiyu was mean, and some of them should be or would be. The truth is, it's not would be. The Rambam is not describing this as if he's giving you some history lesson. The avodah of them is that they should be shamarim, and some of them should be shorim. V'yehiyu mehen, and some of them should be mesharim, singers. Meshara ala karbon v'chol yom, to sing on the karbon every day. Shemar, as it says, v'sheres Hashem Hashem v'kel kolav alavim. And zehu sheres, shehu b'shem Hashem, have yom ezer shira. That's the Gemara in Archim that says that b'sheres means sing. So therefore, some of them will be shorim. Right? Now, let's just develop this for a minute. Umasai omer shira. When does he say Shira? The answer is Akol Olas Atzibur Hachova Baal Shami Atzeres Be'ez Nizu Hayayim. The Shira is done on all communal karbanos that are obligatory and Hashami Atzeres at the time when the wine is poured. Avol Olas Nedav Hashemakuvin Atzibur Bekezmiz Be'ach. But communal karbanos that are voluntary, that are just there to keep the Mizbe'ach full, because there's a halacha that you can't let it be empty. So when you have nothing else to do, you take from the communal pot and you make an olas nedava, you put it on the mizbeach. That doesn't mean shira. V'chein ha-nesachim ha-barim of me'atzman, or nesachim that aren't accompanying karbonos, but there's iskeyayim that come along. Ein ha-mo'lem shira. That you don't have shira, there's no din of shira. That's the Gemara Arachim goes through and proves all this. So the Rambam says you have to say shira at the time of the proper karbonos that needed. Now let's just go on in halacha gimel. Did I give you that? I didn't give you that. Yes, I did. Levi ha'onen mutter la'avod of shorer. There's no din aninus by a Levi that he can't do his avoda and his singing. Okay. And in postin, you don't have less than 12 levim on the la'aducha, and this has to do with the number of instruments. So it makes some sukkim. You don't have less than 12. This is all gemaras. In postin from 12, standing on the platform of Chol Yom, Lamashira, Ala Karban, and Mosifan, Umosifan Ad La'olam. You can have any unlimited number of people. They know him Shira El Bepet. It's got to be done by mouth, voice, below, Kli, without an instrument. She'ikra Hashira, Shehi Avadosa Bepet. Ba'acherim Hayoim, Shaman Nagam, play Shira. Others would be standing there with instruments. They have Levim, they have Yisrael. Some of them were Levim, some Yisrael, but not Shira Bepet. That was only Levim. Some of Yisrael Mikhasim Hamasiyam Kahuna, who were supporting Kahuna, Sha'in Olan Aladuva Miyuchas, because the only people, even non Levim, who can get up there, had to be Miyuchas, and they had to be very specially lineage. Ba'in Ewa Mishan Al Piyakam Olan Laminesh Nevasa, the ones who are using instruments don't count for the 12. You have that 12 voices without instruments standing on the Ducha. Now, he goes through over here the whole thing. The reason I quoted you Allah again was we wanted to be clear that we're talking about the Shira of the Pet, and that's for the Levium itself, and there were other things that were done in Shira that were with instruments, and that was not limited to Levium, that was Israel, and also Israel Mephasim. Fine. Now, there's something else, there's two things weird in Halacha Beis, at least that I noticed, what that jumped out. One is, he tells you they should be Shamis and Mikdash, not the Yehiyu Mehen Shamis and Mikdash. He doesn't say some of them would watch the Mikdash. They watch the Mikdash. Then, and some of them should be Shorim to open it, and some of them should be singers, and then he quotes a pasuk, and the pasuk only supports singing. Why doesn't he quote a pasuk for the gates? Right? Why does he only quote a pasuk for that? Right? So, the whole thing here is that just that, you know, what's the Rambam doing over here? And why does he throw in shmir, like we said before, since we see that shmir is not really a mitzvah incumbent under the Levium? And we know the Kohanim could do it too. Right? So,
I'm saying he says
Shenemar, because the Rambam says Shenemar in Halacha Beis. What after he says, and some of them should be Mesharim to sing on the carbon. B'chol Yom Shenemar, as it says B'Sheres, and he says Sheres means Shira. The Gemara proves that Sheres means Shira specifically. So therefore, that pasuk B'Sheres B'Shem Hashem only supports Shira, right? So the question is, why does he find the need to support that one, and he doesn't find the need to support the others? And one other thing I want to show you, which I didn't, maybe I did, yes I did, at the end. At the end of these halachas, he goes, just so you won't think I'm cheating, In Halacha Dalet, he talks about the instruments that they use. In Halacha Hey, he talks about Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and Chatzotzros. He talks about other instruments. Then, in Halacha Zayin, he talks about how old you have to be, and how many years you have to practice. And then, he tells you that the limitation in the Torah about 50 years old is only for the Mishkan, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. They never, ever became too old unless their voice started cracking up, because a bad voice is a bad thing for a lady. And he says, even, it was only age for Shira, but the gatekeepers, the Shorim, could be as old as they wanted. Rambam says, it seems to me, he uses the word me, the Yura me. It's very interesting that Rambam very rarely talks that way in the eye. He says, and I think, right? So the Rambam is telling you, number one, don't look for a Gemara that doesn't say this because it doesn't say it anywhere. I inferred it from something. But it seems to me, he says, that they never get puzzled from anything else, just from singing. Okay. Now, he passes a halacha, which we should hear. He says, just like Levim are warned not to do the work of Kohanim, so too Kohanim are warned not to do the work of Levim. As it says, Gam Him Gam Atem. So there's a pasuk that talks about the service that we saw in chapter 18 over there in Korach. Gam Him Gam Atem. The Gemara learns that means they do their thing, you do your thing, they can't mix. Okay. And V'chein Levim Atzman. Not only are Levim and Kohanim prohibited to exchange jobs, but the Levim themselves, Mizharim Shelo Yasa Echad Meleches Chavero. One lady can't take the job of another lady. Shelo Yisayeya HaMashara L'Shoer. The singer can't take the gatekeeper. Lo HaShoer L'Mashara. And the gatekeeper can't take the job of the singer. Shenemar Ish Ish Alavadov Alavadasov Almasov. Because there's a pasuk that says each person is on his assigned job.
Is that forever or at the time of assignment?
So we know from Navi that certain families were assigned forever. Right. So it went forever. But the assignment itself was, let's call it arbitrary. There was no halacha in the Torah that family A could only do Shira and family B could only do Sho'arim. But there were assigned families that they, and Divya Yalim is described and Ezra Nehemiah is described, where so-and-so family did this and so-and-so family did this. So evidently they were always that way. So now, here you have a weird situation. You have a lady who's not allowed to say, I'll only do Shira, right? And he says, I'm only doing Shira, you don't take it. But that lady is not allowed to do anything but Shira. He can't do Shara. If he does that, he's Chayav Misa, right? He's Misa Vedei Shemayim.
So a Kohen who gets married to an appropriate woman, his son could not serve the way a lady could serve.
He's a Chalo, right?
Yeah, but he's still effectively in the tribe of lady.
Yeah, he is, but it's it doesn't have a bit of a lady. That's a good point. I'm pretty sure about that. That's it. But anyway, but the point here is that you have, the lady can't, got to stay in his job. He can't take somebody else's job. But there's something else here. In Halacha Yud, when he tells you that a lady has to stick with his own job, what's the example? Shelo yisayeya hamashore lashore v'lo hashore lamashore. Why doesn't he say shelo yisayeya hamishamer samikdash lashore? Or lashore can't do mishamer samikdash. Why does he only use these two jobs as examples of how you can't switch around when you already get just listed three jobs before? Now he's listing, and now he's mentioning two that can't be exchanged. Very weird. So, and then he goes on looking at Aleph and tells you it's a chiyuv mitzvah de shemayim. If a lady did a vote of kohanim or helped another lady, or she said, siyeya lady, the melacha she'ena melachto. He helps another lady. It's based on the Gemara that one Tana, a lady was doing shira, and a shoer Tana came over and said, "Let me help you." And he said, "Back off! You're going to be chayav misa v'dei shemayim." Everything, the nice is shahayim and by shem. So therefore, so you're chayav misa v'dei shemayim. Okay, but a kohen who intrudes and does a lady's job, even though he's not allowed to, he's not chayav misa. It's only allowed. Just giving you the end of the thing. So now we have this very unusual situation here. What are we doing with shmira? We already know shmira is not specific to levim. And this whole structure of the mitzvah, Rios Pinuyim, and Muchanim, Lavaras, and Mikdash, and so on and so forth. So, I think we could say something like this. The Rambam knows that we only have one mitzvah, that one aspect of avodah can only be done by a lady, right? So therefore, the Rambam cannot be magdir the mitzvah as a lady must do the avodas, because by definition, if you say a lady must do the avodas, well, not by definition, but if you say a lady must do the avodas, so then that means that there is an obligation of a lady to get this job done. But it's really not true. The Rambam himself already established, he's pretty clear about that, that the job can be done by others. And we know that a Kohen could do Shmira, even though there's an issur for a Kohen to do a lady's job. So the point is that the Rambam understands that the job of a lady is to be available to whatever is needed to be done in the Mikdash. This is why I referenced the Yaakov Kamenetsky, who doesn't comment on this problem in the Rambam at all. The Yaakov Kamenetsky comments on he's always very technical in he's trying to explain Torah. Yaakov Kamenetsky is trying to explain terminology in Finnish, that's his job, the way he takes on his job. So in this pasuk, v'yelavu alecha v'yishasucha, they should be malavu unto you and serve you. So he's trying to figure out what exactly it means, and he's bothered by the following problem, that in Ezra and Nehemiah and in other places, when it lists the jobs, it says, v'ya'alu in Ezra, v'ya'alu mibnei Yisrael, u'min ha-kohenim, v'ha-levim, v'ha-mishorim, v'ha-shorim. Right? So it's listing, not Levim who are the mishorim, not Levim who are the Shorim, but Levim and the Shorim and Sha'arim. So, to give you the short version, Rav Yaakov, therefore, is several psukim like this, and he also shows sometimes where it lists the details before the Levim, meaning it lists the Shorim and the Mishorim first. So you can't think that when it lists the specific jobs afterwards, it's simply a description of the larger category. Now it's breaking it down into the parts. He shows that sometimes it gives you the parts first and then the levim, which means these are separate functions. There's things called levim and there's things called shorim. So he says that there are jobs that levim do that are not shira and that are not shorim either. There are other jobs. And he shows that the job of the levim was to be available to help the kohanim. In addition to these jobs that the Rambam lists, there was also a function of being available to help kohanim in those things that non-Kohanim were allowed to do. There's a Rashi, I think I have it here. Rashi in Maseches Erech and Daf Gimel Nedeis. It's in a Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says, I have it here on the handout on the bottom, that a minor is not allowed to go into the Azara unless there are certain conditions. So there, says Rashi, L'shum Avodah, he can't go into the Azara to do any Avodah. Could go, like what? L'chabed is Hazara. All of a sudden Rashi comes up with a new one. To clean the floor, right? They had to clean the floor, Hazara, right? Who did that? So, says Rashi, that was a job of the Levim. L'chabed is Hazara. And to close the door. So you see Rashi is holding cleaning the floor is like a serious deal. It's like closing the Levim Sharon or something like that. So the point is that they had to get the job done. So it's like this. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says around them, the job of the lady is, I'm here to make the Beis HaMikdash work. Okay? I'm here to make the Beis HaMikdash work. Whatever the job is. Therefore, by definition, no lady could say, I'm taking on this job and I'm not taking on that job. Whatever it is, you have to be available for it. Okay? There are certain things that must be done by a lady. You don't have to do that one. You just have to theoretically be available for it. So, there's a mamuna. There's somebody who says, this family does this job, this family does this job. Once you're appointed to a job, you can't just cross over and jump into somebody else's job because you were appointed to do that job. I don't know exactly what the halachic authority is to restrict them to that. But the Torah the Torah says on their job and on their master, what they're given responsibility for, that's what they must do. Once a lady jumps into another job, I want to suggest that the lazy is by definition saying I'm not available for the job I'm given. It's part of not being available, which is the definition of a mitzvah. Meaning, if I'm given a job to sing, and I see a gate job, and I go over and say, let me help you, at that moment, I'm saying the job that I'm assigned, I'm not doing, right? I'm not, So at that moment, I'm not Mufne. I'm now assigning myself. But there's an authority that makes the Beis Hamikdash work and says, your family does this, you do this. The moment I don't do that, it's begun in the actual being available. That's why the Rambam is migrated that way, because the Rambam sees this mitzvah of the Avodas HaLeviim together with the mitzvah of Gam Hen Gam Atem, which says, take your job and don't do any other job. So the Rambam therefore understands that the mitzvah of the Leviim is to be available, and you can't decide what you're doing. So therefore, once you're assigned, you can't undo that, because that's part of, you're available for whatever you're given. That's it. It's part of it. So now, why does the Rama bring a pasuk only for one? Because that's the only avoda that a Levi must do. So mayhem, some of them, whoever is assigned to that, will do that. So the Rama brings a pasuk for Shira, because that's the one that a Levi must do. The other ones, a Levi fulfills his mitzvah of being available to serve in the mikdash when he does it, but there's no din that a Levi must do it. There's no halacha that the Beis HaMikdash or the Avodah is pasul if somebody else cleans the floor. There's no halacha that the Shmira of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't fulfilled if somebody else does the Shmira. But when a Levi does it, he's fulfilling his obligation to serve in the Beis HaMikdash whatever is needed. And indeed, it was true that the Levim were appointed for all but three stations of Shmira. Right? There were three stations of Kohanim, and all the other stations, 24, I think, 21, were Levim. Not because it would have been puzzled had they not done it, but because it's a job. And the Levim are supposed to be available for these jobs. So they did that job not because they had a mitzvah of Shmira. The Levim didn't have a mitzvah of Shmira. They had a mitzvah of being available for Avodah. Then the authority, whoever it was, I don't know, the Mamuna, said, you're going to take this job. When they did that, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Shmir, they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Liyas Tumim and Luchanim La'avod B'Mikdash. So they're serving the Beis HaMikdash. One of the ways to do that is Shamas HaMikdash. It was a job. And so they did it. And there are people who opened up the Shari HaMikdash, right? It could have been, if somebody else opened it up. Are you watching to go in that day? If somebody else did, no. There's no halacha that the opening of the Sha'arim is puzzled if a non-Levi does it, but it was a job, and therefore they did it, because they were assigned to that, because they had to be Pnuyim or Mechanim Avoda. So therefore, the Rambam needs only to bring a pasuk for the one thing that had to be done by Levian. Doesn't have to bring a pasuk for the other things. The other things, he just has to establish that they're supposed to be available for a job. And that's it. So now let's go back to Sefer HaMikdash.
Make an observation.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. The Rambam needed a pasuk at the end to tell you why a Levi can't switch. He said,
Yeah. So, right.
But you're suggesting that it really is subsumed under the fact you need to be Ponli.
I'm not saying it's subsumed. I agree 100% that there's actually another lav. It's a Rambam and Monad is a separate lav. Don't do another Levi's job.
Right.
And that was manifest at the beginning of I think it's mitzvah number or whatever. Let me just make sure I'm right. So yasa echad b'mlechus
rabbi b'mikdash. Maybe subsumed is too hard of a word, but you're saying it's...
Yeah, I'm saying that one complements and informs the other, meaning the nature of the mitzvah of serving in the mikdash is informed by the fact that you can't do another job once you're assigned. So that tells me that tells the Rambam that... There's this general assignment, and then there's the refusal to be available or something. So the Rambam may be understanding that if you're mufne, if the mitzvah is to be mufne, a panui, and muchan to do a job, then once you're assigned that job, that is the isser of not doing that job, of doing another job. Because at that moment you're saying, I'm not punny. Punny is shot. I take whatever's given. I think so. I don't know if I have, it's not mukhrach. I don't need that in order to make this make sense. I just think that it fits very well, the idea in it. Yeah, yeah. But
to me it seemed like, they diminish or mukhrach spoke the job in the way that we got by saying that you don't want to do a job.
Yeah, so
not so much be available, it's just you got a job, and especially if it's a mikdash, and you need to be, it's a privilege.
Right.
If you don't do that, it's
a mistake. So, that's a it's a feeling, but we have to establish some halachic guideline to know where what answers it. So what I'm saying is the Rambam has to show a pasuk. He has to show that there's an actual prohibition of taking another job. I'm suggesting that at the moment that a person here's the problem. Back up. The one Tana is a tzaddik. He's working in the Beis Hamikdash and he sees his friend, another Tana, serving in Shira, and he says, I want to help you. Right? And he says, stay back, you're hiding this vision line. That guy is not saying, I don't want this job, I'd rather do your job. He's not saying that. He's not demeaning the job. So I don't think you could say that it's a question of demeaning. But what he is doing is, at the moment that he says, I will do this job, he's saying, I'm not going to be punished. It's one thing if I'm assigned to a job, so I'm taking what needs to be done by the Das Torah of the Beis Hamikdash. What needs to be done, I'll do it. The moment I say, I'll do the job that you're assigned to, I'm not punuing to the job I'm assigned to. I'm at that time doing that Torah. It's like I'm taking a job out there in the street, being a street cleaner, and then I'm too busy to do the job of the Levium. So I'm darshing a little bit time at the club. I'm saying that the Rambam is kind of getting the whole concept, which is why the Rambam therefore establishes that it's pnuyim, because since there's no specific thing that they must do, the only time that there's an avoda that has to have a levi is shira. But there are other avodas that they did that don't have to be done by them, therefore the Rambam is magdir the mitzvah as be available to serve. And then whatever jobs there are, you do it, and then you'll fulfill your mitzvah. And you can't say, I'm only going to do certain jobs, because the whole point is that, and the Rambam gets this concept from the Sefri that says, I suppose the lady says, I'll do everything except for one, Talmud Laimar, Rabbah, or whatever it is. The point is, where are we going to get this concept? The answer is because the lady is not a chova. It's not that the job required that. It's not hustle if somebody else does it. Therefore, the lady could say, so don't bother me. I don't like this job. Comes along the screen and says, no, you got to be available for everything. So the Rambam, therefore, is magdir it specifically as Hanui Umuchan, instead of what you wanted him to say, which is to work. Now the problem is the Sefer HaMitzvos, because the problem is the Rambam's language there is not the language here. What's the Rambam's language? But I think we're making a mistake. Meaning, the language of the Rambam sounds like he's saying specifically not like what he's saying over here. Hanui Umuchan. The Rambam over there says Nitzavu La'avod B'Mikdash. Right. So how do we reconcile the two? I think we're making a mistake. That's the whole point. The Rambam is saying, "Kamo ne'ilas ha'sha'arim v'lo mashir makarban." The Rambam is listing optional. He's listing a list that leads you into other things. By definition, the Rambam is saying that the avodas yiduas, that there's a whole bunch, the whole list of avodas that they could do. So it's not that they have to do avoda. It's that there are avodas that need to be done, and the levi is the one who set aside to do it. So therefore, the levium are nitzavu to do, they're the only ones who are nitzavu. Not that they're the only ones who could do the mitzvah, they're the only ones who are nitzavu to do a bunch of avodas in the Beis Hamikdash, like Nigoshan, there are others also. So the Rambam from that is getting that it's just a pshat, they have to be ready for assignment. It's not pshat that there's five things that must be done by Levium. Then of course, it's a mitzvah. Go do those jobs. There's jobs, and the Levi has to be ready to do it. So I think even in the Rambam, it's implied by the fact that he lists some, he's just saying, there are jobs, there are avodas you do it, there are certain specific jobs that have to be done, like, but it's not that they had to do this. And he mentioned Shir of Karban, which of course required a lady, because it's true, but that's the point, it's not only that, that's not the only avoda that they had. So I think we can even believe that the Rambam is implying this openness to avoda as opposed to a proactive requirement that a lady go find a job, right? That's what it is, right? From the fact that the Rambam is saying avodas yiduas kamo ni'ilas ha'sha'arim, meaning that he's just telling you there's a whole bunch of jobs, there's no specific ones. And I think the Rambam probably would have agreed to kibud ha'zara that Rashi mentioned in Erechim. With Yaakov Kamenetsky, by the way, and we really should close here, Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to say that that's what L'sharis means. What does L'sharis mean? So he's saying L'sharis would mean all these optional things, whatever there was to do. Alright, Batsi Rak L'Hayir, meaning that the kashas are better than the Tirutzim. But I think we have the beginning of a Mahala and how the Rambam understands the nature of this mitzvah. Okay.